There's very little evidence that he had any specific religious affiliations ever, or that his family did. But we do know that his mother dressed in Quaker dress. We don't know whether she maybe came from that background or had a more formal association with the Quakers. She was a very sort of sober and deliberate person, treating people with respect. And it's often attributed to her that Ryder had such a formal and courtly manner with women. But apart from the comment that she dressed in Quaker dress, that's really the only allusion I know of Ryder having any association with any religion at all. He was spiritual, but it's not clear he was religious. I think the one time he shows God the Father is in Jonah, where you have that commanding presence at the top. It's the painting maybe where Ryder feels most abandoned in life. He feels thrown overboard by his companions. He feels lost at sea, about to be devoured by a great fish. He very much identifies with Jonah. And the waves are churning and hemming him in on every side. And there's pressure within this composition. The waves are sort of rupturing up the middle. And then there's God the Father at the top, and he kind of is capping the energy. There's no release at the top the way there often is. And so one of the questions always has been, is that a vengeful God or a forgiving God? And it's not entirely clear at that point. God has spread his wings. He has these giant wings over the entire horizon. And he seems to be maybe about to render mercy, but it's not clear.